Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of the banking system and empower the little guy, which is, of course, what we truly believe
and
about
what it's actually doing. A lot of people who have had their material circumstances and some of them have become billionaires.
Sure.
You know? And if you're one of those people, think about sending a donation to nobody, because he could really use one.
Well, now you can accept crypto again. Now that you are sentenced after the Crypto 6 situation, you are not restricted. You are on probation, but you are not restricted from doing crypto things. So how would people send you such a contribution?
Oh, well, if you put my QR code through a modem, it would come out. So just translate that. But if you can't translate that, then give it a little bit, and there will be a page up at invisiblehand.church that will have all of my various payment information.
So it's not there yet.
It's not there
okay,
yet.
Okay, got it. Could they email you?
Yes, if you email me and
at what address?
I would send it to dev@copblock.app.
dev@copblock.app.
And you'll be supporting the next iteration of Cell 411, which has been on verge of release for quite some time now, and it remains on the verge of release.
You're really teasing it,
but it keeps getting better as it does.
You know,
well, the thing is, I'm a perfectionist, and I keep moving the goalposts.
Perfection is the enemy of the complete.
Well, it is, and that's the thing is I. We were talking about the trouble of one man bands over the speech. My big problem with one man bands is really when I've done the bulk of getting it out, what I really need is for somebody else just to take it and polish it up and put it out while I keep working on the next major revision.
So you need somebody else to help you with the program, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I need other people involved, and not just in programming. I need a web designer. I need somebody to go out and actually ask people for money. I need and promote, and once it's I need testers, and once it's released, then we're going to need a great gang of evangelists out there, and basically not only encouraging other people to use it, but I think the best way to do that is use it yourself.
Sure.
Be on patrol mode and be Johnny on the spot when somebody needs help.
Go to getcell411.com. The website is operational. Like you said, you need a webmaster. I'm not that guy. Like I can do basic things on the web, but I'm not a very talented designer. But I did add the links to the chat rooms up there. So if you go to the little menu at getcell411.com, you'll find a link to the Matrix chat and I think there's still a Telegram chat room. They're linked together.
Yeah.
And you can hop into one of those rooms, whatever platform you prefer, and Nobody's in there, so you can say hello and tell them how you can help.
And I'm not actually in there very often, but hopefully somebody who is in there will let me know if there's somebody who has something to contribute or needs help.
And it's a great way
that's the other thing is if you're a Cell41 user and maybe you've lost your password, maybe something isn't working for you, get in touch with me. And eventually I'll have other people fielding email, but now I don't. So get in touch with me at dev@copblock.app.
Very good.
And I'll make it work for you.
So he's, again, this guy's on the attack against crypto and the libertarian vision for it. He says he's criticizing the fees. And to the extent that he criticizes the fact that transactions are more expensive with Bitcoin BTC, I agree. But he didn't say just Bitcoin BTC. He just makes an across-the-board statement that says crypto makes day-to-day transactions more expensive. And that's nonsense.
The thing is, that's why it's such an interesting coincidence that the only cryptocurrency that gets talked about in the mainstream is the worst one out there. Because a lot of people are going to look at BTC and are going to say, oh, okay, this is what cryptocurrency is.
Sucks.
I can't do microtransactions with this. This won't power my Internet of Things or whatever.
Right.
And walk away disappointed. Well, there's 10,000 other projects out there, and some of them will do those things that you need.
Yeah.
And,
this just seems so manipulative to me, just because it's like, if you start comparing these things, like, I mean, often they'll charge you 3% more for if you use a credit card or debit card or something like that. And, you know, pretending like that, you know, people with less money don't use those things is kind
of. Well, they do use those things.
Yeah, they do. So.
But the thing is, they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
They should be doing something that costs them a fraction of a penny rather than $3 in transactions.
Well, and if more businesses gave discounts for cash and crypto and charged more for paying with debit cards and credit cards, you'd start to see a shift in how people pay for things.
Yeah, there are a lot of businesses that they give discounts.
There's not
enough
of them.
Maybe not enough. I'll give you that. Not enough, but there are still quite a few, especially smaller businesses. A lot of them will give you a discount, like Money Boost Marts. I mean, that's kind of not a great example.
That's one of our friends, though. I mean, it's not
applicable just to us. Yeah. It's applicable to anybody who goes in there, and there's others out there. But that's an actual 5% discount. But there's other places. Lizzo's gives a discount. Again, I mean, that's not us. That's other people doing it. I'm trying to think where else, but there's a lot of places online. There's a lot of places online that will give you a 2% or more discount for crypto or cash.
Is that place that used to discount Amazon.com?
Yep, that's
SaveItPurse.com.
SaveItPurse.com. Those guys are great.
5 to 30% off anything on Amazon.
Yeah.
So another straight up lie from this guy. He claims transaction charges range from $1.78 to $62.
That's not
wow.
That hasn't been true for a long time.
It hasn't been that long for Ethereum.
It was never true for
he was talking about Bitcoin, right?
Any coin except BTC.
It's been true for Ethereum in recent
Ethereum,
years as well.
That's true. BTC and Ethereum are the two. And the strange thing about that with Ethereum, the big value that I see in Ethereum is the ability to be a distributed computer.
Right.
But the thing is, it can do that just as well on a completely different copy, like on Ethereum Classic.
Or you
could spin up your very own Ethereum chain and just do transactions very cheaply.
And this also overlooks the fact that you don't have to use Bitcoin just because you're using cryptocurrency. You can use Bitcoin Cash or Dash potentially,
and
or other cryptos.
And then you're talking about 0.00001 cent or whatever.
The idea that it's going to, you know, somehow cost people money is absolutely ridiculous, or cost more people money.
Unless they're foolish enough to go with BTC, in which case it's basically when BTC is hot, it's a losing proposition to use.
Because the fees keep getting worse the hotter it gets.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody gets all, oh, I got to do this transaction right now, got to do it right now. And that the speculation is the enemy of the actual progress.
Oh, I know. I don't know a single person who pays for a Coke, you know, for $1.50 in Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash, yes. Bitcoin, no.
We got more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is
603-283-6160. We're talking about money, specifically the future of cryptocurrency, and has it been a failure? Well, according to some guy,
get you sub, right? I gotta wear shades.
According to some, I love your term earlier, nobody, prestitute at the Wall Street Journal, by the name of Greg Ipp. He's calling it a failure. He's saying 13 years was enough. It's over. It's been a total failure. Of course, he's ignoring the fact that other cryptocurrencies besides Bitcoin and Ethereum exist and are very effective at doing things that are useful and valuable.
And the scammers who do fractional reserve have been doing it for a couple of thousand years.
Yeah.
So they're not going to get any more efficient than they are right now.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts so we can continue that discussion. And then also, creepy bathroom monitor story still to come here. Chris has that on the way. But Penguin is on the line in Virginia. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, guys. If everyone's doing well, I wanted to call about just the various types of libertarianism, kind of the tensions in the so-called, you know, movement, if there really is, but, you know, the quasi-movement. You know, a lot of people derive libertarian ideas.
Maybe it's a quasi-movement where you are. It's a real movement where we are.
well, yeah, of all places, of course. But a lot of people seem to derive their ideas from very different places, sometimes coming into some similar views and sometimes some very different views, blah, blah, blah. If you're in anywhere in the libertarian sphere, you kind of know that. So when it comes down to what we broadly would call, like, and this is just our lingo, I guess, within liberty ideas, maybe the left libertarians or the right wing libertarians. But specifically when it comes down to, I have ideas that can be very much in with sympathies in either direction with the, you know, the traditionalists, conservatives, you know, religious people, but also, you know, the liberatory, emancipatory aspect of, like, you know, comprehensive liberty. But when it comes down to people, when it comes down head to head to people that, like, derive their libertarianism from, you know, some of the early works of Rothbard, the classical liberal traditions, the, you know, the older American anarchist traditions of liberty, and then, like, you know, Hoppians and, like, you know, Curtis Yarvinite, you know, neo-reactionaries and monarchists and stuff, I have to every time side with the full-on liberal, the radical liberals, the libertarian neoliberals, any of those folks.
I think you're going off way off into the weeds, honestly. I mean, even as somebody who is a libertarian, you're losing me, man. I don't even know half of these different philosophies you're talking about.
The Hoppians.
What is that? What does that mean?
Hans Hermann Hoppe.
I know who he's talking about, but our listeners probably don't. You have to remember, you're talking to a general audience of radio listeners, so can you explain this?
Well, I think a lot of people, if they encounter libertarian ideas and outside of that world, and they do, you know, they do hear the word libertarian, the first thing they think of these days maybe isn't some kind of, like, I don't know, Goldbug or even like a Ron Paul guy or a Rothbardian, you know, dude. It's closed borders kind of race and IQ. Stefan Molyneux.
What makes you say
that have to do with libertarianism?
Well, he's saying people believe that about libertarianism, and I don't understand why that would be.
Well, there are people who believe that because it's the convenience.
It's what the left keeps slandering us with, is they're trying to associate libertarians with these right-wing, radical, conservative, gun-toting, southern, you know, people. I mean, this
imagine being so stupid you couldn't tell the difference between totalitarianism and not having a government.
Well, they're taking over the party, and I mean, that's just like when Chase Rachels wrote that book, he wrote an article, Fascism is a Road to Libertarianism. Like, there's people that really think that.
I don't see this being a takeover of the Libertarian Party. I was watching.
Are you talking about the Mises Caucus thing?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those guys are hopping in podcasters and stuff, and those ideas are coming to represent liberty views.
Okay, well, I didn't see that. I did watch the a lot of the Libertarian Party convention this year, where the Mises, so-called Mises Caucus did take over the party. And from what I've seen so far, I started following the Libertarian Party Twitter account just to see what sort of messaging they've been putting out. And I got to say, I really appreciate a lot of what these guys have been saying. I haven't seen any crazy...
I appreciate a lot of what they've been saying.
I haven't seen anything
about... They said some stuff that was kind of sus... From my point of view,
well, I haven't seen.
I can't remember the specifics. Like,
I have not seen anything about locking down borders or anything like what you're talking about.
Yeah, I tweeted on Martin Luther King Day that black people owe America and stuff, which, I mean, whatever you think about that, I mean, the optics is kind of supposed to be, like, you know.
Who tweeted that?
What did they tweet?
What now?
I know one of the prominent accounts, I don't know if it was LP National, I think it might have been LP National or LP New Hampshire, tweeted that on Martin Luther King Day that black people owe America, America doesn't owe black people, and this is
okay. Well, first of all, you don't know who it was. So number one, Martin Luther King Day was in January of this year, and these Mises Caucus didn't take over until May.
Well, they own state affiliates, I know for sure. I can look it up. But
there are some idiot edgelords in the libertarian movement. I will definitely give you that.
But honestly, who really cares? Because the Libertarian Party is never going to do anything of success anyway outside of perhaps New Hampshire. And even there, you know, it still doesn't win any elections. So, like, who cares?
Well, and that's an argument. That's a very valid argument. But I think in the real world, they have really one of the widest voice when it comes out.
The widest voice?
The widest voice. The widest,
the widest
voice that represents.
Widest or whitest?
Kind of,
I'm sorry.
Widest, W-I-D-E-S.
Widest, okay, gotcha. Just want to make sure.
Loudest is usually the term people use for voices.
Yeah. And as far as them being more principled rather than less, I feel like I've seen more principle out of them in the last 4 months than in recent years. I know personally, I was disappointed with the Libertarian Party years ago. I resigned publicly in 2008 because I felt like they were getting away from principle, and they were supposed to be the party of principle, and they were supposed to communicate that principle, and they weren't doing a very good job. I've seen them doing a very good job at that over the last few months. In fact, so good that I have rejoined the Libertarian Party. And I was happy to say that even though I didn't rejoin as a life member, they reinstated my old life membership, which was very, very nice of them to do. So I was really happy, especially when they actually endorsed the Free State Project. For the first time in 20 years, the Libertarian Party is acknowledging and not only that, endorsing the Free State Project, the idea of migrating libertarians together, something the Libertarian Party has never touched with a 10-foot pole.
Are
prior
we talking
to this.
About the National Libertarian
Party? Yes, the
Party?
National Libertarian
Wow.
has endorsed the Free State Project, and they have promoted them on more than one occasion since the Mises Caucus takeover. I'm sorry.
And they got Ron Paul to come to their convention.
Yeah, well, that was the Mises Caucus that did that.
Right.
Yeah. Penguin, I'm sorry, man. I got to disagree with you completely on this. You know, maybe there's some a-holes out there, but there have always been libertarian a-holes.
The bottom line is it's always going to be a very diverse movement.
Yeah.
Because all it requires is that you let the other guy do the stupid stuff he's going to do anyway, and you leave him the hell alone.
The baseline principle.
If you're a libertarian and you're serious about liberty, you got to get to New Hampshire. Everywhere else, you're just spinning your wheels.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that 1 year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way as we proceed to that finish line. We need practical, timely recommendations that look, take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about. And I want to let you know that there is a fundraiser afoot for a potential movie about the Crypto Six. You can go to movie.freetalklive.com. They're looking to raise 60,000 euros. And you can donate in dollars, I suspect, to this fundraiser. And right now they're trying to put together there's already a trailer for this movie. They came out here. The producers are from Mexico. They came up, shot some interviews and such for the, what they're calling the Ballad of the Crypto Six. And they want to make it into a full documentary. They're looking to raise, again, 60 grand, which is roughly the same in euros as it is dollars these days. You can go to their GoFundMe page at movie.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about cryptocurrency and the latest attack against it by the Wall Street Journal. They're saying that it has failed as a medium of exchange. Well, not here in Keene, New Hampshire, and not down in St. Kitts and Nevis and I think St. Martin, the Caracas in Venezuela. There's a bunch of places around the planet which have become cryptocurrency hubs.
But how can you start up a bookstore and not have it be Amazon.com in 12 years?
The next day, yeah, right? He says that today crypto is primarily used, this is again the Wall Street Journal, to trade other crypto. Here too, libertarian arguments are made for crypto's superiority over more regulated assets like equities. A stock, quote, is a government-linked entity, said Peter Thiel. Thiel said further, quote, woke companies are sort of quasi-controlled by the government in a way that Bitcoin will never be, unquote. And of course, he's absolutely right about that. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to get into cryptocurrency, and you don't have to ask anyone's permission to get out to sell some of it. Now, of course, if you go through centralized exchanges, then yes, you do have to ask permission. But if you just go to a local group of Bitcoin enthusiasts and you say, hey, I'd like to buy some Bitcoin, then somebody is probably willing to sell you some. And vice versa, if you are wanting to sell some Bitcoin, there's a good chance there's somebody out there who wants to buy. Or Monero. I saw somebody asking for a Monero trade recently in one of the local crypto meetup groups here in New Hampshire, and I think they found what they were looking for.
Oh, yeah, they definitely
did.
If
I recall correctly.
Yeah, well, so, there was multiple people interested in that trade.
Yeah, unlike the stocks and bonds market where you have to ask permission every which way you go, and it's all tracked and it's all reported. He goes on. Brian Brooks, chief executive of Bitfury Group, a Bitcoin mining company and a former Trump-appointed bank regulator, told Congress last year, quote, unlike the IPO boom, unlike venture capital, crypto doesn't require that you know a guy or that you be well-connected or that you be an accredited investor to participate. This is a chance for underrepresented communities to be in on the wealth creation stage of some new thing as opposed to coming in at the end. And he said that is why there are, quote, more minority investors than white investors in crypto.
Wait, really?
Huh. That's what he said.
Well, there's a lot of crypto in Africa. Mm. There's a lot of crypto in South America.
Yep.
So if he's talking globally,
he's probably right.
He's probably accurate.
There are, of course, now this is back to the author.
And again, that to share a global currency, to be in the same market with people in Africa, with people in South America, with no barriers in between, that's something we haven't even begun to see the advantages of that. But it's very likely, I think, that the crypto market will become more or less its own economy.
Isn't it already?
Yes, it is. Chances are it will be a much
own
wider
economy.
Spread one.
And it has created, what is it, almost $2 trillion in wealth? I mean, at least it was at one time, $2 or $3 trillion. I think it's down a little bit recently out of nothing. Right?
Yeah.
That came from the creation of value. They created something new that had never existed before, which is to say the technology to transfer value and do many other things, as you pointed out, with like the Ethereum blockchain and new concepts that never existed.
That's why it cheeses me off so much when, you know, the same monsters who keep us trapped in the banking sector now want to regulate crypto. It's like, we didn't build it for you. We built it so we would have some place to trade away from you.
And now they're trying to get in and take over.
Now they're trying to take it over.
Yeah. I'm just going to skip past some of his critiques. He gets into Terra, and we already discussed them earlier tonight. They were a failed algorithmic stablecoin. But he wraps up with this. He says, investors, including from underrepresented communities who shared in crypto's wealth creation, are now sharing in its wealth destruction. Caveat emptor, one might say. Except Timothy Massad, the former chairman of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, says, quote, we've decided that caveat emptor in the financial markets is not a good way to grow markets overall. Financial access and inclusion needs to come with a reasonable framework of investor and consumer protection. And
so in other words, we're going to give lip service to economic inclusion while we regulate 99.99% of people into a situation where all they can do is get a corporate job and shut up.
Yes, and that's exactly what he's calling for. He's calling for government control. He wants regulations. He wants these companies to be completely under the thumb of the U.S. federal government, whether they be based in the United States or they be based halfway across the world. We've seen that recently where the feds have gone after everybody they can possibly go after now, including a mixing technology called Tornado Cash, which has been added to the list of sanctions in the United States, and they probably pulled the strings to have the Netherlands cops arrest the program, one of the programmers of Tornado Cash. So they are going all
in. Time for a national divorce, because I don't want to be married to a megalomaniac who thinks he runs the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in this particular story, again, I'll link to this over on our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com, and you can see the rest of it. But yeah, caveat emptor, and I totally disagree with this bureaucrat. The last thing we need is regulation. There are risks involved in everything in life, and that includes in getting into cryptocurrency. The upside on this, though, is unlimited. And so don't ever put in what you can't afford to lose. And as long as you're not insane and mortgaging everything you own and going all in, if you are taking it easy, and again, only putting in what you can afford to lose, then if you lose, it's not the end of the world.
It's amazing that there's every investment has a risk, right?
And
the idea that you can say, I can't take a risk with my own money, you know.
That's what they're trying to say.
It's the opposite of what, like, America stands for, isn't it?
I mean,
we're supposed to be the land of the free, you know, liberty and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think, one of the things that I've been considering for a long time is because of this regulation thing, and the regulation seems to get easiest to sell when we get close to dollars, when people are trading crypto for dollar. I would really like to see what happens if you start a token as a membership organization. So basically, you have to be a member of this private club to use it. And then you're not trading it with the public.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they can't find an excuse to regulate it then. I'm going to have to run that by my attorney and see what she says, because she's scared of everything. So if I find something I can sell to her, I know it's a winner.
All right, we got more coming up here. Apparently somebody's been selling bathroom monitors to schools, and Chris has the story
about
that.
Don't sell that stuff to the pedophiles who run the schools.
We are going to get into that story on the way here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent. The number 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you call in now. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris. And Nova.
You can check Chris out, by the way. He's got his own show that he does. It's called Freedom Decrypted. It happens every Saturday afternoon. Starts about 5 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can go to freedomdecrypted.com. You can watch it live. You can watch it later. You can subscribe to their RSS podcast as well. So it's a tech show. So if you really dig the tech aspect of things and you care about freedom, you're probably really going to like Freedom Decrypted, tech show for prickly people. And so from your extensive list of show prep of things you would talk about perhaps on Freedom Decrypted, but you've saved for us, what do you got tonight?
Yeah, this would be a tech-oriented story, isn't it? A tool that monitors how long kids are in the bathroom is now in 1,000 American schools.
Whoa.
Okay, why do they want to know? Because ain't nobody got time for that.
This is creepy. So this is a story from Vice, and it's called, apparently, the technology is called the e-hall pass. I don't know if it's called it might be e-hall pass monitor. I'm not entirely sure. Okay. But it's definitely e-hall pass, and it's designed to track students' movements.
Of course it is.
Which... it makes it even more creepy the way they worded it.
Their bowel movements? Or what kind of movements?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not clear.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. E-Hall Pass, a digital system that students have to use to request to leave their classroom and which takes note of how long they've been away, including to visit the bathroom, has spread into at least 1,000 schools around the United States. The
system, okay, public schools are child abuse, Just to mention that real quick.
Get your kids out. I'm failing to understand, like, what
like, why would you need to want to monitor this? Like, the system,
because you get off on getting deep up in other people's business.
Because they always want to know where kids are. I remember years ago, I don't even remember it. I think I was out of school at this time, but it's sometime within the last 15 years or so, they introduced RFID tracking badges for all students, to where the excuse was, oh, we need to know if they're in the class, we can take roll. Remember back when you were in school, they might have like called names for taking roll or whatever?
Yeah, they didn't even do that.
That worked fine.
They did do that when I was in school at one time, but now they will have an RFID badge that they wear every day in school, and when they go into the class, then the computer will automatically know who's there and who's not. This is taking that to a different level.
This is so disgusting. I mean,
the best schools that I went to actually got you to come in instead of doing it by taking attendance. They did it by being interesting enough that you wanted to hear what they had to say.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I've always objected to student IDs or like any kind of licensing or license plates or, you know, driver's license. Like, always these means of tracking people, and it doesn't end there. They always extend it. And yeah, it may take another decade or something, but it gets creepier and creepier and creepier the more, you know, it goes in that direction.
They want you regimented, homogenized, and reduced to the least common denominator.
And I remember they started, when I was in high school, they started tracking what you bought from the cafeteria for lunch and every little meal. Like, why do they need to know what I bought?
When I was in school, everybody had a code, and then later years, after I was out of school, they brought in fingerprint scanners for everybody when they were at the lunch counter.
Wow.
To scan in.
It's crazy.
I don't,
like, you need a fingerprint to give people garbage food.
That's right.
Pretty much the same thing they give you in jail.
How are people not up in arms over this? I mean, like,
it's one little bit at a time. People, they've just been doing it over decades.
Well, of course, the Democrats don't even have any arms.
You know, they always say, think of the children, but... Like, it's like, do the Democrats think of the children? Does anybody actually think of the children? Because this is messed up, kind of, and there's never even a good reason for it. It's just, oh, we're going to do this. You know, the system has some resemblance to the sort of worker monitoring carried out by Amazon. Oh, that's just great. Which tracks how long its staff go to the toilet for, and is used to penalize workers for time off task. It also highlights how automated tools have led to increased surveillance of students in schools and employees in places of work. This product is just the latest in a growing number of student surveillance tools designed to allow school administrators to monitor and control students' behavior at scale and on and off campus. That's another one.
And we wonder why it is that kids sometimes freak out and shoot up the school now.
Right? I think there actually was a good, I believe it was a Supreme Court ruling on that one, and they ruled something to the effect of the schools don't have the power to discipline students for off-campus behavior that isn't somehow directly connected to the school. But this is it. This is exactly the kind of disturbing stuff that goes on. You know, the other one that always bothered me was drug testing. You know, why is it that public schools can drug test students just because they're involved in an after-curricular activity?
They probably signed a piece of paper saying they would consent to it.
Well, the thing about drug testing, like, even when I didn't get high from the time I was 18 to the time I was 40. And yet, every time I had three different programming jobs that wanted to drug test me, and I turned them all down. I said, I'm not pissing in a cup for you. They go blow.
Find somebody else.
And it was just a matter of principle. But even, I mean, if somebody is doing their job sufficiently well, that in order to find the defects of their work, you have to inspect their urine. They're doing it well enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually looking at the website I believe I found for this e-hall pass. It's eduspiresolutions.org, appears to be it. And it's got all kinds of quote-unquote features like contact tracing, anti-vaping support, location limits, meetup detection. So there, you want to talk about worse than prison now, these schools. They're literally saying if inmate A or student A meets up with student B, this system will be able to detect that, and then you can punish them because you told them they weren't allowed to see each other when they were on school campus.
Well, I hope that a lot of kids are just going to say, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah, it says here you can stop meetups, keep certain students from meeting up regardless of where they're coming from. Location control, limit the amount of passes going to certain locations. So each student has a pass. Well, there's only two allowed in the bathroom at any given time. If you've got more than two in the bathroom, then or one in the bathroom or whatever, you know, then they lock the door or whatever, and then you can only have somebody else go back.
Sorry, little Jimmy, you got to piss your pants because there's somebody in the bathroom right now.
Yeah. Vandalism and TikTok challenges often involve a group of students. E-Hall Pass builds stronger accountability for hall traffic.
Friendships also often involve a group of students.
That's right. This is very scary stuff, and you're saying this is already in 1,000 schools?
In 1,000 U.S. States? Schools, according to the story.
Let's go to Jack. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I was hoping... I don't know a lot about cryptocurrency, but... what I thought I knew after Penguin's call, now I'm more confused than ever. Can you guys summarize kind of what he was trying to get across?
Well, Penguin wasn't,
talking about cryptocurrency. So if you were looking at what he was saying from that perspective, that's why it confused
me. No, he was talking about the Libertarian Party and the confusing things about that.
Then there's all kinds of different types, like subsections and of the Libertarian Party and...
Sure, in the same way that there's different types of communists and different types of right-wingers and, you know, there's all kinds of different...
We've got three different types of libertarians right here in this room.
There you go.
And there's only three of us.
The bathrooms got brought up, and I've been smoking weed since I was about 16 or so. Grew up near Humboldt County down in Oregon.
Take a break, bro.
Only in the evening, honestly. I love Sublime and stuff. Anyway, the bathroom wall heaters, are those gone now? The heaters you push in the bathroom.
The heaters?
To warm your hands.
The blow dryer. Yeah.
No, those are still around. They're still around. Some places have those still. That's funny. I've never heard them called bathroom heaters before.
Yeah,
okay.
Some of them are warm.
Yeah, they do.
I think heaters are warmers.
No, they're still out there, and in fact, you might see more of them. And thank you, Jack, for the call. They may make a comeback if businesses want to cut down on costs, and instead of having to buy a bunch of paper towels or whatever, they just spend on the electricity, and maybe it's cheaper that way. I don't know. Out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
And be sure to tune in tomorrow for Beard Talk Live after the regular show.
10:30 Eastern tomorrow at video.freetalklive.com. For that, we'll remind
you. My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center.
It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.